Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. After a five-year break, they'll be rocking again in Oshkosh this summer. Festival organizers just announced the Crossroads 41 Hard Drive Rock Music event scheduled for August 9th at Oshkosh Festival Park. The artist lineup will be announced in just a couple weeks on April 13th. Tickets go on sale April 17th. With Brewers opening day coming up this Thursday, the team and DOT are reminding people about new game day traffic plans. There are a lot of orange barrels around American Family Field. A new website is up with graphics and alternate travel options. See more at brewers.com/traffic. Transportation officials say the goal is to keep all ramps at the Mitchell Interchange open for fans. There will be extra sheriff's deputies assigned to help with traffic getting out. The Brewers will play ball at 1:10 this Thursday against the White Sox. The DNR says more than 2,000 deer tested positive for chronic wasting disease during last hunting season. That's out of almost 17,000 samples statewide. Most positives were seen in the southern farmland zone. New cases turned up in several counties, including the first wild detection in La Crosse County. The DNR says steady testing helps track the disease and protect the state's deer herd. Jesse Vang, one of two people charged in connection to the death of Elijah Vu, filed three motions in Manitowoc County Court yesterday. Vang is asking for some evidence to be excluded, as well as a change of venue for his upcoming trial. Three-year-old Elijah Vu disappeared in February of 2024 and was found dead later that fall. People in the Two Rivers community and beyond spent months searching for the child. Vang and the child's mother, Katrina Bauer, are both facing felony charges, including physical abuse of a child and hiding a corpse. Prosecutors have until April 20th to respond to Vang's requests. A hearing is set for May. Wisconsin has seven names on Forbes' annual list of the world's wealthiest people. Beloit business owner Diane Hendricks ranks highest, with a fortune estimated at more than $22 billion. She co-founded ABC Supply and is also known for her political donations to Republican causes. John Menard Jr., Judy Faulkner, James Cargill II, and three S.C. Johnson family members also made the list. A sign honoring Harry Houdini is being installed in Appleton this year. A historic marker dedicated to the one-time resident has been approved for the south side of Houdini Plaza. The legendary magician and illusionist grew up in Appleton after being born in Hungary. The 100-year anniversary of Houdini's death will be commemorated this Halloween. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman. 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin voters are already turning in absentee ballots for the April 7th election, but the early numbers are still well below where they were at the same point in the 2025 spring race. The State Elections Commission says just over 276,000 absentee ballots have been requested so far, and about 54,000 have been returned. Early voting started Tuesday, and Election Day is April 7th. To see where you can vote early and what's on your ballot, check out myvote.wi.gov. The Dane County Sheriff's Office is trying to handle the spread of what it's calling misinformation regarding Ridgeland Farms. The agency released a statement this week more than a week after dozens of activists entered the property and removed dogs, resulting in multiple arrests. The sheriff's office noted it cannot refer animal cruelty charges against Ridgeland Farms until July because a court settlement gave the licensed research facility until then to stop selling dogs bred for biomedical research. The statement added people have a right to protest peacefully, but the March 15th event involved people committing crimes. Dane County mentioned it received several inquiries about Ridgeland Farms from across the country and beyond. And thousands of people are expected to take part in No Kings protests across Wisconsin tomorrow, with more than 100 events planned statewide. Organizers say the demonstrations are meant to push back against Trump administration policies. In Milwaukee, the main rally is set for Washington Park from noon to 3. Other bigger events are planned in Kenosha, Appleton, La Crosse, Green Bay, and Oshkosh. Organizers say they want the events to stay peaceful and focused on free speech. And Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore is pushing a bipartisan bill she says would help older foster youth build stronger connections with adults as they age out of the system. The Connect Act would expand mentorship and peer support through the Federal A program, and Ohio Republican representative is co-sponsoring the bill. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
A big day for Jake. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers got out the bats on opening day against the White Sox. Bottom of the seventh. Two men on, two outs, and Jake Bowers at the plate. Jeff Levering with the call.
Bowers, a fly ball to right. It's got the height. Does it have the distance? At the wall. It sure does. A three-run bomb for Bowers.
The Brewers went on to win 14-2, the most runs scored on opening day in franchise history. Sal Frelick also homered Pat Murphy after the win.
Good strike ball, Sal and Bowers. Bowers doesn't hit that unless Lockridge gets down the line. He decided to say, look, I want to keep this inning alive.
The Brewers have the night off. They'll host the Sox tomorrow night. Men's college hockey, Wisconsin scored four goals in the final period to beat Dartmouth 5-1 in the NCAA tournament. The Badgers face off against Michigan State in the regional semifinals tomorrow. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies today, a bit on the breezy side, chilly with highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, decreasing clouds with lows in the low to mid 20s. Increasing clouds on Saturday, milder with highs in the mid 40s. Highs near 60 by Sunday.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.